Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Bob Jones. Batting third. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bobby Beach. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, George Cutshaw. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Topper Rigney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herman Pillette. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Herman Pillette. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ferdy Schupp. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ferdy Schupp. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball four. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones bunts towards the mound. Schupp fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to second. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb takes first base on ball four. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach hits a fly ball into center field. Moss still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw takes first base on ball four. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cutshaw. The throw from Schock and he is safe. Cutshaw steals second. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman who is chasing the ball. Mulligan reaches third base with a triple. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball four. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Collins. The throw from Bassler and he is safe. Collins steals second. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pillette fields it and throws to home. Bassler drops the ball. Mulligan scores. Collins moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-1, Tigers. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw fields it and throws to second for the out. Collins scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Tigers. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mostill. The throw from Basler and he is out, Kutchaw applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Basler reaches second base with a double. Herman Pillette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pillette bunts towards first. Sheely scoops it up and throws to first, with Collins covering, for the out. Basler moves to third. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Basler scores. It's 4-2, Tigers. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards third. Mulligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cobb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blue moves to second. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0-for-1 in the game. Veach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blue scores. Cobb moves to second. It's 5-2, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pillette fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Amos Strunk pinch hits for Ferdy Schupp. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pillette fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ted Blankenship now pitching. George Kutchaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kutchaw is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kutchaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Basler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herman Pillette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pillette is 0-for-0 in the game. Pillette strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kutchaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones bunts towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cobb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cobb. The throw from Schalk and he is safe. Cobb steals second. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Veach hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards second. Cutshaw picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Cutshaw. Hooper moves to second. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ma still hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Shealy hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Heilman hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cutshaw strikes out. Two outs. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-2 in the game. Rigney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Basler fields it and throws to first for the out. Schalk moves to second. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive to right field. Heilman throws towards third. Jones fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jones. Schalk scores. It's 5-3, Tigers. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 5-4, Tigers. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Veach. Hooper reaches second base with a double. Collins moves to third. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Basler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Basler for the out. One out. Herman Pillette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pillette is 0-for-1 in the game. Pillette hits a line drive towards short. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheely takes first base on ball 4. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Sheely moves to second. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-1 in the game. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to second for the out. Sheely moves to third. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Sheely scores. Blankenship moves to third. It's Tigers, 5, White Sox, 5. Howard Emp now pitching. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Mulligan hits a pop-up towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Veach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins misplays the ball. That's an error on Collins. Harry Hyleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hyleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Collins hits a line drive into right field. Hyleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hooper takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ma still takes first base on ball 4. Hooper moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-3 in the game. Falk strikes out. 2 outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cutshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-3 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship fires to first and picks off Rigney. 2 outs. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bassler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Schalk strikes out. 1 out. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-2 in the game. Blankenship hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Bassler and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Mulligan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Mulligan moves to second. It's 6-5, White Sox. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones bunts towards first. Shealy scoops it up and throws to first, with Collins covering, for the out. Blue moves to second. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Cobb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blue scores. Cobb moves to second. It's Tigers, 6, White Sox, 6. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Veach hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Heilman is walked intentionally. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cutshaw hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hooper takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Ma still hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-4 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mostill. Rigney reaches second base with a double. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Basler bunts towards first. Shealy scoops it up and throws to first, with Collins covering, for the out. Rigney moves to third. One out. Howard Emck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emck is 0-for-1 in the game. Emck hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shealy for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalke is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks, Schalke hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-3 in the game. Blankenship strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cobb bunts towards the mound. Blankenship fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Veach takes first base on ball 4. Cobb moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Mulligan hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Emp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. Hooper hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Basler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 6. The Tigers will come to bat. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Cutshaw hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Basler hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mostill hits a line drive towards short. Rigney reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-5 in the game. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Shealy hits a line drive towards right. Heilman catches it and throws to first to double up Falk. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke is 0 for 2 in the game. Emke takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 4 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 4 for 5 in the game, with 4 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cobb for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. With 3 walks. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 4 in the game. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Emke fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Emke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Veach hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0 for 5 in the game. With a walk. Cutshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 2 for 6 in the game, with a single and a double. Rigney hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Falk chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards third. Mulligan fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Mulligan. Cutshaw goes all the way around to score. Rigney moves to third. It's 7-6, Tigers. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Basler hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 2 for 6 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Mulligan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. 2 outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Emp fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.